for my thoughts from turning around, and dispelling the senses that allow me to connect my footsteps to the circular stone conundrum, designed to deflect any instant attention, attempting to haunt the outskirts of an inverted avenue, where every word is heard by those who allow the green hue spectacle to harpoon your experience to a fine tuned place of stillness, unconsumed by the social cybernetics that document your every move into programs where your attitudes and beliefs are groomed to please and amuse the depraved epidemic that splits the mercurial fire and enriches the quadrant to give you a concentric horizon where you command the orchards to fluidly grow in the direction you are yearning to forage. There is no shortcut, only miles of crimson colored treetops that cannot be the trail as you continue to walk under its tonic evergreen lungs, consolidated by the northern obelisk of order, where many streams flutter attractively to charm the birds beating their wings seamlessly with the wind swaying a turbulent hymn. When the mundane order walks out of the constricted enclosure, we can either obtain an unlimited amount of horror, or we can cross over to wander in the unexplored virgin primordial water, where our blasted splendor is known to demolish mediocre doctrines and take them further than the birthplace where our DNA was first discovered.
Others trying to hover over his shoulder, he took cover. Scrolls that he holds are beyond additive numbers, an amber shadow through his inkwell. Light revealed, he sees the field in a single mental reel. Water for the potter's wheel, round on his cotton twill, harnessing uncommon zeal. Robe cook a proper meal from the outer reaches, floating albatross sneakers, counting green things when the eyes jump in sequence. Further than curvature, the earth is what you see. So Lord knows, bow down, powerful obstacles, chop and pull on his lunar rover, blown out till the room is over. Acumen noble, dome is global, but robe also from the same vein. Never so beyond rain man, missed with an ancient game plan. He say what the teachers say, but who teach the teacher? Don't be too eager to appeal the sleepy teacher's aids. There's no reason to leap if you land out of your context. It's not a contest, stay put till God says.
When the mundane order walks out of the constricted enclosure, we can either obtain an unlimited amount of horror, or we can cross over to wander in the unexplored virgin primordial water, where our blasted splendor is known to demolish mediocre doctrines and take them further than the birthplace where our DNA was first discovered.